Shoes. Recorded live.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Roney, and we're going to be talking about high gas prices, what to do about it, and that kind of thing. So welcome to Roney's Own Radio, and it's still a little early here, but anyway, so I want to start by kind of walking through this whole greenhouse gas issue in general. And here's the thing. I'm not a scientist, so I haven't gone through all the figures, but when someone releases a film about something and I just take their word for it, that, I don't know, that's kind of crazy to me, especially when there's backing for the film and the film is there pretty much to make money, get exposure. And then we're also talking about a vice president and a person that ran for president still has a little sour grapes, perhaps, and they release a film. So that's kind of an interesting situation. So my feeling is this, is that we do need to conserve the gas and the oil that we have. We also need to, you know, watch how we use energy. We also need to recycle. But I'm just not sold on the whole greenhouse gas issue. I'm just not. Especially when Al Gore is the leading person. And then every other scientist says, oh, yes, there is an effect. And then another one says, no, there's not. And another one says, there is. And then there's not, and then there is, and there's not. So, what am I to believe? I don't know. So, I'm gonna swing over to the don't believe it, and that's it. So, another thing too is that I think what's interesting is how we deal with the feeling that we can change the entire environment. Just me, and I think it's good because we're in a democratic society, and that's a fantastic thing, and I think we should all sign on. But if we have this notion that humans can change thousands of years of climate by not driving a gas guzzler car, that's a little heady. That's a little, I don't know. I'm not sure if I buy that. Like I said before, I think we need to conserve our energy. I think we need to recycle. I think we need to be good stewards of the planet that we're walking on, and that's fine. But I think to kind of create this huge, massive, this is why we need to do it, and it's not really for us. It's for some other greater good. I don't know. I'm not ready for that. So, okay, let's move to the next subject. How to deal with high gas prices. Gas prices are almost right around $4 now. So the problem is let's see. Hi, Al Kabong, how you doing? Sure. I think we should start drilling for oil in the U.S. And I mean, let's talk about that just for a second. Is that I think a lot of the stuff that deals with energy deals with when people say things and we just take it for granted. For instance, people say, well, we need to reduce dependence on foreign oil. Well, we're in the numbers. I want to see the numbers. I want to check into how much foreign oil we do use, because just as El Cabong said right here, I mean, there are all kinds of places in the U.S., Texas, Alaska, offshore, where we are drilling right now. So where's all that oil going? Where's it going? France, England, I don't know where. So here's the thing, is to create a buzzword like we need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, that sounds great, especially in this war situation, especially when, you know, OPEC and all this kind of stuff. It's easy to kind of jump on that bandwagon and say, well, you know, I think we need to look at how much oil we are using in the U.S. and then kind of go from there, okay, to get the facts and get the truth instead of listening to something on the news and saying, well, yeah, I buy into that idea. I mean, the fact is America still has the lowest gas prices in the world. Because if you go to England, it's like five something, you know. I mean, okay, maybe in Bahrain, it's like $2. Okay, I'm not moving to Bahrain. Great. So here we are. We're in America. What are we going to do about the high gas prices? Obviously, there's a website called GasBuddy.com that you can look into lower prices in your area. That's a fantastic thing. Also, you can definitely combine your trips when you're going to an area that has a couple of different stores where you can get what you need. That's great. Also, I think that, you know, carpool, the old carpool, you know, and yeah, okay. Uncle Bonk says about $3.84 a gallon in Olympia. Man. But no, there are definitely things that you can do. Walking, what a fantastic idea. You know, now I live in California, which, you know, in the area that I live, you could walk to the store. You could take a backpack, walk to the store, get you, you know, whatever you need. I can walk to get a haircut. I can walk to, you know, I live fairly close to the Orange Circle down here, and so I can walk down there. But, I mean, the fact is you just need to think differently. Now, when I say that, I know that there's folks that are going to be listening that live in maybe the South or the Midwest. And, you know, downtown is maybe 5 miles from the house. I mean, it is not possible in everything. But the key is just to think differently about how you use energy. And I think in some ways that the higher gas prices is going to shock us into doing that. And I don't think anyone's behind the scenes pulling the strings, making people think differently about energy. But I think we need to look at it and use it as a positive thing and say, you know, I don't need to, you know, drive around. I remember when my mom was younger and, you know, watching that movie. Gosh, I'm getting old. I can't remember. American Graffiti, when they were cruising up and down the street. That's all they were doing was burning up gas every Friday night, every Saturday night. So, I mean, like I said, it's a change of how you use energy. Is it important? Is it something that you can order off the internet to go get, and then they can deliver it to your house? You know, I mean, it's a different way of thinking. So, okay, high gas prices. You can use GasBuddy.com. There's a lot of websites where you can find lower price gas in your area. You can also change the way you think. You can take, you know, mass transit, which is everybody sharing, you know, the fuel for a vehicle. You can walk, you can ride a bike, you can take a train, that kind of a thing. So there's all kinds of different options for that. But, you know, now we move into, well, what about other types of energy? And the question I have on the screen here is about natural gas. Okay, so I saw a film, a great film, had a lot of interesting things to say, Who Killed the Electric Car? It was by a lady called Chelsea Sexton, who, if I remember right, she used to work for Saturn, I believe. And anyway, she was one of the first that kind of brought the electric car to the forefront. And if you remember back, electric car, and if you don't remember, I mean, you can kind of look around downtown and there's all these plug-in stations. Where are the cars that plugged in there? And the film is very interesting. I can't vouch for everything, but at least it's something that you can think about, where the electric cars were at one point like the way to go. The only thing I have reservations about the electric car is the electric companies. I mean, you know, everything in life, everything that we need almost is going up. Food, electric, fuel, everything. So, I mean, to kind of switch it over from, you know, gas, which is dirty, which is causing pollution, yes, and which is expensive, yes. But then you switch over to electric. Well, what about the electric companies? Once they figure out, okay, you're going to use electric more, well, let's just spike it up even more. so that we can make more money. I mean, anyway, so, but Who Killed the Electric Car is a very interesting watch. It has a lot of different bits of information to kind of get you thinking about it. So, electric cars. Okay. You know, even with the hybrids, there are different ways and you have to think differently about how you travel. You know, hybrid cars use less energy. I have read a couple of places where you need to be careful about which one you buy because you actually aren't going to save that much. It's just a lower, you know, smaller gas tank, and also has an electric backup that you can use. So that's another thing. And then there is biofuel, you know, and that's another thing. There's natural gas cars, and then there's hydrogen and all these kind of things. Now, what I think is interesting is that we here that live in, you know, Joe average anywhere U.S., I mean, this $4 a gallon is really, really, you know, really hurting, and it's changing the way we're thinking. But it's funny, in Washington, nobody really gives a rip. They just don't. The cars are always filled with gas. You know, they drive around in town cars and all this kind of stuff. And then only when the press starts to pick up these stories and people start to get, you know, really upset, then all of a sudden, oh, we're going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's time to do something about it, especially in election year. I don't want a gas tax holiday. I want something to happen. I want something to – anyway. So, but I mean, I think it would be interesting, you know, for Washington to switch over to some type of electric car. But anyway, well, that's a good point too. You know, what kind of – would there be a hazard if the – car was hit and there was a battery inside. There's a lot of different things that need to be considered, hydrogen as well. I also think about repairing these cars. I mean, nobody builds a car that's going to last forever. Nobody does. They always build a car that's going to break for all the different parts. So I think, again, once we start to move into this other type of way that we can get around, I think it's a mindset that you have to consider. Well, what about repairing it? Well, what about, you know, can somebody repair it at home, you know? And what about the acids in the battery? What kind of battery do you use? And then Who Killed the Electric Car? The guy that invented the lithium battery was on there. And then it was interesting hearing his point of view is, you know, as long as Americans keep thinking outside the box and keep dreaming, I mean, we're going to be fine. And that's another point. I read an article yesterday that cars like the Geo, cars like the Suzuki Swift, other cars that had really, really, really high miles per gallon, and also some of them that only ran on three cylinders, like the Swift, those cars were, you know, you get them off eBay and you're going to pay a lot of money because that's what people need right now. So anyway, there's a lot of different options that people, you know, can use, and it's really figuring into what are you willing to do, and hopefully it's not nothing. You know, hopefully it's not, I'm not going to change a thing. You know, in this life, you know, I think we're all faced with different things, whether it's health or whether it's finances or whatever, and you hit a point and you say, I cannot continue in the way I'm going on this path, whatever it is. I have to change, you know. And so what are you going to do? You are faced with this type of, you know, fork in the road. You cannot continue in this direction. You have to change. So what are you willing to do? And talk is cheap. And so, you know, what I recommend is at least maybe taking a weekend to kind of get started where you will not take your car, you know. And a lot of people, that's crazy. I mean, people that live in little towns, you know, how am I going to get around? Well, you know, maybe you can, you know, kind of split some, you know, gas money with somebody else and then, you know, carpool, you know, or maybe dust off the bike that you've got, you know, air up the tires and go, you know, go ride your bike, you know. At least start, do something and, you know, really kind of think really deeply about how you need to get around and what are you doing. I would say also use, you know, I mean, you can use the internet to order items maybe that you need if you can. But you know, I'm interested in how you are dealing with this type of a thing. You know, what's interesting is people in England, people in New York, people in Chicago, people in San Francisco, even, you know, some people in Orange County and L.A., they're using via trains more and more and more. And that's, I mean, that's kind of a fascinating thing when you talk about some people in New York, you know, where's your car? I want to have one. I do not own a car. You know, I take the train, I take buses, whatever. And it takes a little longer, but people adapt. So I want to hear what your ideas are. How are you dealing with gas prices right now? What are you willing to do to save and to, lower your use of energy for the future? And also, what kind of vehicle do you think we should focus on in the future? I'm very interested in what you have to say. You can email me at jeff@gmail.com. That's jeff.roney@gmail.com. But I'm very interested to hear what you have to say, and that's kind of how we really come up with great stuff, is we throw out the question, and you let us know what you think. This is a short show, and I just wanted to kind of toss these things out and see what you thought. You can always visit our website at roneyzone.com. That's roneyzone.com. I appreciate you listening, and thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.